This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. It's now week three of the Hollywood writers' strike. And if you tuned into the American Music Awards last night on ABC, maybe you caught host Jimmy Kimmel trying to make the best of it.
This is going to be a little bit loose tonight because I'm a member of the Writers Guild and we're on strike. And so I'm on strike. I mean, it may not look like it, but I'm striking right now in my heart. So I was not allowed to write any jokes for tonight's event, which is good for those of you here in the front area, but bad really for the rest of the world who has to sit through made-up crap.
There is one part of Hollywood, though, that has not been hurt by the strike, and that is reality TV. Technically, so-called unscripted programs like Project Runway and The Biggest Loser don't use writers.
We're joined now by TV producer and host J.D. Roth. His company, Three Ball Productions, is behind such reality TV shows as The Biggest Loser and Beauty and the Geek. Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
So what has your life been like in the midst of this writer's strike?
Well, it's actually been hard. What's been hard for us is just meeting the demand of all the increase in episodes. So, for instance, Biggest Loser, if it shifts from a one-hour show to a two-hour show to try to fill the gap for rerun programming, it means that our entire edit staff and story staff goes into 24-hour-a-day mode just to make delivery on the episodes.
So this is kind of good for you. This is more time for your show on the networks. That I would think is a good thing.
It's a little bittersweet, to be honest. The sweet part is the writers are arguing for things that we want as producers of reality shows anyway. And because of the strike, it's providing more work for us. So that's the sweet part. The bitter part for me is, you know, we have over 500 people on staff, and I'm in touch with the people that are very hand-to-mouth, from the set designers to the sound guys, to the camera guys. And so to know that the writer's strike, which, you know, writers get paid very well, and it doesn't affect them as much as your regular guy who goes to work.
So right now, Biggest Loser is in season four, and you're saying that the networks are telling you you've got to come up with 2 hours. Is that harder to take what was originally supposed to be an hour of television and suddenly double that in size?
For someone who likes to tell stories like me, to be able to have more time to tell them means you can tell them in a more complete way. And a lot of these beautiful scenes that we cut out because we have a weigh-in and an elimination and a challenge and a temptation, we can now spread out and put a lot of the great character development in. And I think what we found and what the network has found is our ratings are actually stronger and grow consistently every half hour on the half hour for every 2 hour episode that we've done. So I think the network is happy because they see that character development works. That's what people really want to see.
It almost sounds like, hey, why bother with scripted television if you've got all this unscripted stuff and people are loving it?
Don't say that to my wife.
What'd she do?
Or me. Well, my wife, she likes to watch Grey's Anatomy. Together, we both like to watch Heroes. It affects everybody. And look, I make a living and I take it very seriously about reality television. It's a real treat to be able to do what I do. But if everything went all unscripted, I don't think that that's really a healthy atmosphere for the television business, just like if there was no unscripted.
And I would think that after a while, you'd run out of ideas, too. I mean, already a lot of viewers have said, wait a minute, isn't that reality show a lot like that other Lost on an Island reality show? I mean, after a while, aren't we going to run out of ideas for these programs?
Well, you always try not to be derivative. I think this is an opportunity for a reality producer like me to maybe try some things that the network might not have bit off on before. I mean, if you look at shows like that in the scripted world, Seinfeld would have never been a hit. The Office, even, might not ever have been given a chance in that scenario. And maybe for some reality shows that are one and done or an idea they're not sure of, they may try it now because they have the real estate they didn't have before.
There are a lot of reality producers who have been saying, we feel like the work that we do is the equivalent of writing to a certain extent, and we deserve to have the same kind of rights and representation and payment as the members of the Writers Guild do. But I imagine if it went down that way, you'd have to pay them a lot more. Would that cause a problem?
Well, the reason networks love reality programming, A, they can pick a show up and 3 months later it's on the air. B, the cost is a lot less to those shows. So you don't want to take that positive away. Look, our story producers, they look at the story, they see what plays out, and then they take 8 hours of it and turn it into 8 minutes. I don't really look at that as writing. I look at it as storytelling. If they were writing lines and then reality characters were saying the lines, then I would agree that that's writing, but that's not what we do.
If this writer's strike continues, what do you see as the future impact on the whole genre of reality TV?
The impact is more episodes, it's longer episodes, and more shows, more opportunity. So from a business growth standpoint, it's fantastic. I'm certainly going to be out there trying to supply and fill that need the best I can.
J.D. Roth's production company is Three Ball Productions. Thank you so much.
Sure.
You know, we heard earlier how Wall Street bonuses are a big part of New York's economy. Well, here in Los Angeles, the writer's strike is beginning to affect the local economy. Jack Kaiser is closely following what's happening. He's chief economist for the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation.
We know anecdotally that it is affecting the economy. We don't have hard information, but we can tell that a lot of people are getting very, very nervous. They're hunkering down. This comes on both the studio side, who are issuing layoff notices to people, but also the supplier network, everything from cleaners who specialize and work for the film industry to caterers to prop shops. So there's a big ripple impact.
And then we have the award season coming up. And how is that going to affect the local economy?
Well, the award season is very, very important. We estimate that the Academy Awards is about worth $200 million to the Los Angeles economy. We haven't done any numbers for the Golden Globes, but that's probably at least $150 million. And they just don't know what they're going to do right now because both award shows do use writers. And then somebody said, well, are we going to have pickets at the award shows if the strike is still on?
And so there's the possibility that there won't be any award shows, I guess.
They will do award shows, although somebody said, well, it'll be like a high school musical, but they have to do an award show. But it could really put a roadblock on their plans.
How many people lost their jobs during the last strike back in 1988?
Okay, the first month of the strike in 1988, you saw a drop in employment of 20,000. And then the following few months, an additional 10,000 jobs go away.
Have you made any kind of preliminary forecast in terms of the possible economic fallout of this current strike?
It's very hard. We know that the industry accounts for about $80 million a day. A day.
$80 million a day.
$80 million a day. All that won't go away because, for example, the feature film producers will be moving along. They're marketing their films, doing other things, but the biggest impact is going to be on the television side. You could estimate that probably in a worst-case scenario, about one-half of that $80 million a day would go away.
So $40 million a day.
Yes, but remember the L.A. County economy is a $1.2 billion a day affair, so there are a lot of other industries out there that will provide some push for the economy.
Jack Kaiser is chief economist for the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And we've learned that negotiations to end the writer's strike will resume a week from today after the Thanksgiving weekend.